This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 11th. I'm Paul Plack. A witness has told an FAA investigator that the pilot of an RV-6 kit plane that hit power lines and crashed August 1st was trying to make it back to the runway with engine trouble. If you thought the U.S. House of Representatives was out of line to budget $200 million for new private jets, hold on. The White House wanted $220 million. And the Senate is considering $550 million for 8 new Gulfstream and Boeing aircraft. ExpressJet held 47 passengers for about 8 hours in an aircraft parked on the tarmac at Rochester, Minnesota Friday night, with no food, screaming kids, and a single overflowing toilet. Prosecutors of the homeless guy who threatened LaGuardia with a mock suicide bomb are frustrated that the airport security cams captured no usable footage, despite the incident's location in front of a federal checkpoint in the main terminal. Air Volga, a Russian airline planning service to Armenia, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates, has bought 2 used 50-seat Bombardier CRJs and may be looking for more pre-owned planes. Centurion, the new company marketing the turbodiesel aircraft engines developed by now-bankrupt Thielert, says certification in Brazil makes 61 countries where the engines are now accepted by regulators. A World War II-era PBY Catalina, which foundered and sank during a takeoff attempt in 1942, has been discovered by divers off the coast of Quebec. Aspen Avionics VP of Engineering Gus Kariakis has wound up on a short list to win the prestigious Engineer of the Year award from Design News. And Phase 2 of the TSA program known as Secure Flight takes effect this Saturday. Your airline reservation must be made with your name exactly matching your picture ID, and you'll have to provide your date of birth and sex as well. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, it's the first of 4 installments of Randy Babbitt's Meet the Administrator Forum from EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.